Mr. President, members of council, I spent most of the afternoon today in a legislative hall. That's why I don't have a written report to give you, but I can verbalize a report for you as to the situation with some of the bills that we're interested in. First, I'll hand out a handout that I gave all state representatives today, which is to remind them of our position on House Bill 30. As you probably remember, House Bill 30 is the proposed law that would deny us access to spraying treated wastewater on state-owned land, which would essentially close our waste treatment plant at Old Neck. So I wanted to remind all the legislators that we're opposed to this bill, and that if they do take action on it, that there are three amendments that we're very interested in. So that package I gave you is the same thing that I delivered 41 of earlier today in the State House of Representatives, just to remind them where we stand. The reason I did that is because House Bill 30 has already been through committee, and it's got a number of amendments that have been added to it, and it's been sitting on the ready list for over 3 weeks, and it's been slowly moving up the ready list to the top, and I wanted to make sure that before it was put on a House agenda, that the members of the House would be reminded of where we stand on that bill. Hopefully it's going nowhere, but I'm going to make sure we remind our legislators where we stand on that until the time comes that either the session is over or the bill has been defeated. on the ready list also is House Bill 42. House Bill 42 is a proposal that would increase your legislative body from a body of 5 members to 7. That bill is currently in committee, and I'm sorry, it's out of committee and it's on the ready list, so it could be on the House floor at any time as well. They know that we're opposed to that. I need to do a little more contact as far as phone calls are concerned with that one.
The consensus is, you're saying, we're opposed to the...
Yes, the consensus that I got was somewhat that this body, that you gentlemen, were opposed to House Bill 42.
Which does what?
House Bill 42 would make you a seven-member body.
Two at large, right?
It doesn't say. Doesn't 42 say. Just says that Sussex County Council becomes a seven-member legislative body. That's all it says.
And, I'd like to go on record to let you know that I do support that.
Okay, that's what you...
Mm-hmm. I also been on record as supporting it.
Right.
I would appreciate, though, if you're up there when you're talking, discussing it, that it's not a unanimous...
Right, I haven't approached it because I knew there was some soft support, so I really hadn't addressed that bill at all.
I thought Rogers was on the fence.
I think he fell off the fence. I think the consensus is that bigger government's not always better government. And I made a comment the other day about Newcastle County having 13 in the financial problems that they're in, and I can't see where more councilmen will operate government any more efficient.
Are you giving us all an opportunity to talk, Dale, or is it just...
Sure, you can talk. Have I ever denied you from talking?
No, I didn't know we were making comments on it.
Yeah. This is precisely why I haven't addressed the bill.
We talk about this like every 2 or 3 weeks. I mean, I don't know why... You know, if we got to discuss it again, but if you want to, you got a comment, go ahead, Mr. Cole.
No, you have started. I wasn't going to say anything, but since you've made your editorial comment, I just think that it would be beneficial because it would, you know, give some people that would run on the county council with a vision to help get a gauge of what the people of Sussex County want as a whole. Are they kind of like the direction, you know, the county's going in land use and other decisions? And I think that would be a good... indicator of popular opinion when we see the people running on certain positions and you get a countywide response. So I like it.
Okay.
What's Rogers saying?
Good government.
I like the bill in its present form. I got no problem with 7 if they go by district at
large.
Okay,
so then there's a consensus.
It stinks by at large.
Got 3 now that support 7.
But like I told you 2 weeks ago, tell me how many constituents a person can efficiently represent.
Well, he knows that answer.
But you, wait,
you, what you'd like to see is, rather than making an arbitrary decision,
you support seven
if it's by district.
He's
by
been district. Both ways, Mr. Cole.
Well, he said the bill doesn't specify.
Right.
So Dale, he's been.
No, the bill does specify. It says at large in the bill. The one I read does.
Yeah, it does.
It says two at large seats. I don't go with that.
Right. The two, the sixth district and seventh district.
Well, you could easily say then, Mr. Godman, I would think from what I've just heard here that three of the councilmen support seven members.
That's not true.
I didn't say seven.
That's not
true,
Mr. Cole.
1-8-9, 1-8-10.
You did too, didn't you?
You're reading into something, Mr. Rogers is saying.
Tell me why the number seven. Why didn't 9? Why didn't 12?
Because the bill says seven. Do you support that bill?
Well, Joe Booth picked it out of a hat.
Oh, he's trying to have it both ways.
No, he picked it out of a hat. Pick it 9. Make
you
it
want
9.
Not?
Okay, all right, gentlemen. We got public hearings in 5 minutes.
Mr. Rogers does support increasing the county council. Let's put it that way.
Okay. If you don't do it, do it by district.
Mr. Godwin, you're doing a good job.
I work for all five of you.
The consensus of the council.
I work for all five of you, and since you haven't given me a real direct...
I still... Tell me what the consensus is.
Consensus of the council is we oppose House Bill 42.
You got 2-2 and 1.
Jones is
no, then no, it
it's
we're
two,
not. We're not
don't want it.
I'm
two
sorry. I'm sorry. That is not a consensus, Dale. That's your.
I think you better just keep.
I haven't done anything about it.
All right.
As can. I said before, if each councilman's got a personal opinion, they can talk to the legislature.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, House Bill 111. I did speak with Bruce Ennis again today. He has told us again that he is going to scrap House Bill 111 and write a new piece of legislation. House 111 still is alive, however, and as long as that bill is active, I'm going to follow it. So until he, in fact, does write a new bill, I'm going to watch House Bill 111, but at least it's not on it's not on the ready list, it's not on an agenda, it's not anywhere in action. So I'm taking Mr. Ennis at his word in that he's going to rewrite a different bill.
Okay.
House Bill 118 will be discussed tomorrow in the Housing and Community Affairs Committee. In Legislative Hall, that's the bill that would empower you to impose up to a 2.25% impact fee on building permits, if you'd like.
I thought that bill was pulled.
It's not. It's being discussed tomorrow. Mr. Ewing asked for it to be discussed in committee, so maybe he's going to discuss it down. But I know Ben Ewing asked for it to be discussed in committee.
If you see him tomorrow, remind him what he told me about that bill.
Right.
Then I'm going to watch how
that may be why he's.
I'm going to watch how he handles it.
Okay.
Okay.
Ooh,
thank you.
He'll be on his toes.
And I'll try to wrap up with one bill in the Senate. Senate Bill 77 relates to municipalities and their authority for serving sewer outside their corporate boundaries. This issue will be discussed in committee on the 17th, next Wednesday, of which I could be there if you'd like me to be there to address your opinion. I'll give you a copy of that bill. This is Senate Bill 77, which speaks to municipalities that would like to serve utilities outside their corporate boundaries.
Well, some towns already do that, correct?
Well, they do it once they've been approved and gotten a CPCN and made an agreement with the landowner. This bill does not allow the town to do that without the landowner's permission. Some towns have been trying to do it sort of a hostile annexation, if you will, of the service only. So that's why this bill's in place. That's why this bill's being offered. And finally, for your consideration this evening, I have one more item, which is a wastewater treatment agreement. And that is Sussex County Project 81-04, agreement number 343-2. The developer is Mr. Jack Hazy from Laurel, Maryland. Intersections of County Road 368 and County Road 84 in the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District, which will serve 46 townhomes. The service connection charges will total $145,682. We already have approvals from the Sussex County Engineering Department and DENREC. We're expecting 105 days of construction that will cost $145,500, and the construction cost will be $970,000. The supporting motion reads as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 342-2, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Forest Landing Development, LLC, for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Forest Landing, located in the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District. That was your motion.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Phillips. The motion is read by Mr. Godwin. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Lank, old business.
We have one item of old business this evening. It's conditional use number 1737. It's the application of Terrence Babby to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a professional office complex with some retail space to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 3 acres more or less lying north of Route 16, 650 feet east of Route 22A, and being east of Milton. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on April 12 of 2007. Gentlemen, you had public hearing on this application last week on May 1st. The commission in their deliberation were provided with an exhibit booklet, which was also provided to council. We heard comments from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. Terrence Babby was present with Gene Byard, attorney, and gave testimony. There were parties present in opposition and gave testimony. The commission's public hearing. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1737 for Terrence Babby for professional offices based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the site is within the development district according to the county comprehensive plan update. Two, the application is for professional or business offices, including home-related retail and service businesses. This location is appropriate given the close proximity to the town of Milton. The project, with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. The use has a public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area. As a conditional use, the project will be limited. If it had been approved as a change of zone to business uses, any number of uses could have existed there. This recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions. A, the offices shall be limited to business and professional offices. The offices may also be used for professional services such as home-related retail, service businesses, law firms, accountant offices, engineering offices, contractor or home builder showrooms, and similar uses. B, no automotive garages, new or used car lots, auto repair shops, filling stations, fast food or other restaurants, laundromats or funeral homes will be permitted. C, the use shall comply with all DLDOT requirements. D, dumpsters shall be screened from view from any public roadways. E, any security lighting shall be screened so that they do not shine on any neighboring properties or public roadways. F, one lighted sign shall be permitted. G, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. And H, the agricultural use protection notice shall be included on the final site plan. With a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to the council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0. One thing was discussed, if you're favorable toward this application, in the council meeting there was some discussion about the H, which was the agricultural use protection notice, shall be included on the final site plan. It was discussed that it should also be included in any lease or sales document.
So a bit more defined to say that it's agricultural uses activity associated with poultry on the west and swine on the east and cows and dairy in the front. I mean,
what the agricultural use protection notice is a paragraph that was adopted more specifically towards subdivisions as they would relate to a agriculture use on a farm. And it basically covers all those things that relate to dust, odor, noise, spray planes, that work at night, et cetera. it's a long paragraph that would have been
have odor in it. That's what it needs.
Dust, odor, noise, that's the two big, that's the three biggest.
It definitely needs to have that in there. And this is in Town of Milton Development Zone, correct?
It's yeah, and it's just outside the Town of Milton, just by...
It's almost contiguous, except for one little parcel.
By site, there are... well, on the south side of 16, there's one, three and a half parcels.
Right.
Probably 4,000 foot, 1,100 feet in that range from town.
If that, yeah.
If that far, yeah.
Any other question, Mr. Lank? Mr. Griffin, read the title.
No conditions, I mean.
One other thing, too, I just noticed when I read it on F, it says one lighted sign. That reference there was a ground sign because they had showed two entrance signs, which aren't permitted. They're only allowed to have one. The individual units could have a signage. The question would be if that would be based on the code anyway.
Okay.
Individual business could have up to 100 square feet of signage on a wall, as a wall sign. There would be one ground sign that would serve the whole property.
Mr. Griffin.
So you're inserting the word ground.
I would insert the word ground. That makes reference to the entrance sign.
Okay.
And then the other part of each, and my suggestion would be to add in any lease or sales documents.
So that gets in there about the odor and stuff.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a professional office complex and some retail space to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 3 acres, more or less.
With five conditions and
the five conditions
and an H or five, whatever.
With F and H amended.
Yes.
Eight conditions.
Eight.
Where do you get eight?
Eight. We got five plus the...
Well, it's five plus the stipulations, or there's eight stipulations.
They're under five.
Five are findings.
Five findings and eight stipulations.
Gotcha.
Thank you, Rob.
Need a motion, gentlemen?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rogers, second Mr. Phillips, to approve CU 1737 with the five...
FMH.
Conditions and eight stipulations, reasons and stipulations, F and H amended. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
I'm going to support the opposition because I kind of agree with their position. They spoke in opposition because they're concerned about the agricultural use in the area. And I believe that the rezoning would set a precedent. There's not many properties here, and it's surrounded by ag. Not only ag district, but other ag uses. And the ag uses have been there and have long been established there. The dairy farm is an extreme ag use. And what I mean by it has a lot of odors and other problems associated with it. So I don't think it's appropriate. And just because it's close to the town and other things like that, just which you would think it would be a good site for this, just because the dairy farm's there and it's in ag preservation, this intense commercial use, I don't think is appropriate. So the people who are concerned about the impact of the dairy farm and the impact on their properties, and then it would set a precedent to change the other properties. There's a number of them are for sale in that little strip, and by the county doing this first one, the rest of them, it'll be a domino effect, and which will add a lot of traffic. Commercial activities add usually traffic to an area. So I don't think it's appropriate. The ag use was there, as I said before, first, and been there established many, many years. And the people in the area don't want to see the change. So my vote would be no.
Mr. Phillips.
Based on the record and recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Based on the record and recommendation with the findings, five findings and the eight conditions with the modification of F and H, and the opposition, I understand that during the public hearing that the one to the west is properties under contract by the applicant now. And I think the opposition of the Wells Farm in front of it with the ag activity around it was only concerned that they don't hear any repercussions from the occupants of the small business that's going to go across the street. This is not a very big operation here. And with that, I would support it, yes.
And I agree with Mr. Phillips and Mr. Rogers. I think the opposition did not have a lot of opposition. They were just concerned about they getting there and then saying there's odor or, you know, what's going on here. They post notice first, and so with the F and H, or with H especially, that will eliminate that. There will be served notice. My vote's yes. Motion's carried.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Grant request, Ms. Webb.
Two grants tonight. The first one's for the Oak Orchard, Riverdale American Legion Auxiliary. Mr. Cole?
Yes, I'd like to give $100 for the poppies, right?
Poppy program, yes.
Poppy program.
That motion, Mr. Cole.
Thank you.
Second, Mr. Phillips, to give $100 to the Riverdale American Legion Post 28 Auxiliary for the poppies program. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Next grants, the New Zion United Methodist Church for a community event basketball tournament AIDS awareness.
Who's that?
This is Mr. Dukes and Mr. Phillips together typically have given to this.
Youth activity?
$250 each. Yeah. Councilmatic.
$100 from Mr. Dukes, $100 from Mr. Phillips.
Youth activity.
Youth activity.
We could do youth activity.
A motion, Mr. Phillips, seconded by?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers, to give $100 from Mr. Phillips and my council or youth activity to a basketball event. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion is carried. Somebody needs to be a vote proxy for Mr. Jones. I don't want to keep calling on him. Proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Griffin, do you have any?
We have a few. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for multifamily dwelling structures, 10 units on a certain parcel in Lewis and Rehoboth 100 containing 1 acre. Robin Earthall and Linda Lake.
Where is it?
I'll introduce it.
Lewis and Rehoboth 100. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for athletic fields and related parking on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100 containing 8.25 acres, more or less, filed on behalf of John Gilman, Percy, Inc.
No, it's not my district. Mr.
You introduced.
Where'd he go?
He left, so you would.
I'll take care of it for him.
Thank you, Mr.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for 2 business offices or 1 or 2 retail shops to be located in a certain parcel of land in Cedar Creek 100 containing 26,330 square feet.
That's you, Mr. Dukes.
Dartmouth Ventures.
You can introduce it. I'll introduce it.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for multifamily dwelling structures, 16 units on a certain parcel of land in Baltimore 100 containing 4 acres. Michael Orndorff.
I'll introduce it.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office and equipment storage for a septic and masonry business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest Fork 100 containing 5.28 acres. RT Absher General Contractor.
I'll introduce it.
That's all.
Additional business.
Done. Move on. You got to stay for zoning too.